Channel 955, the phone scam station.
Good morning, John.
Hi, who's this?
Denise.
Denise, there's a girl on her way down to your store, a blonde, petite, wears a little too much makeup. It's my fiance.
Okay.
And she's coming down with her mother, wretched creature, total bitch on wheels, as you'll find out.
So, thanks for the warning.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, I'm not warning. I mean, she is a soul-sucking vampire. When she gets in your store, you'll find out. But that's, I'm actually calling to ask you a huge favor. Could you please just tell everybody your story? I just need you to convey this to everyone working right now. In about 20 minutes, little blonde girl's going to walk in with a leather coat. Don't let her buy anything.
Don't let her?
Yeah. Because I don't know if she'll start putting things aside or what, but I just don't let her buy anything.
What can we do not to let her?
I don't know. I don't know if you could tell her. Maybe you're closed for inventory or I don't care. Whatever it takes to tell her your warehouse burnt down. Here's the thing. This is going to sound horrible.
Let me write her name. What is her name now?
Okay. Christina.
Okay.
Just don't let her buy anything.
We can do the best we can do.
Thank you so much.
And you're her fiancé?
Her fiancé, yes.
Are you not getting married now?
Yeah.
I
know.
Is that why you don't want her to get a dress?
Well, it's going to sound horrible, but I haven't had a chance to tell her yet.
Oh.
That I'm going to call it off.
Oh.
And
okay.
We're just sitting here. She says, let's go down to the shop, look at dresses, and I just about shit a chicken because I'm trying to tell her, but her mom hasn't left us alone all day, so.
Oh. I'll kind of make a note here. Usually people don't buy on the first day anyways. They just kind of look around and maybe set something aside.
She wants a big church wedding with bridesmaids and flowers and no expenses spared reception. I just want to break off the engagement and run for the f***ing hills, you know?
Oh, and they're coming to the shop that, you know,
yeah,
sure?
They're on their way now. They'll be there in like 15, 20 minutes, so.
Okay.
And it's not that I don't love her. It's just until her mom ties a large rock around her swollen ankle and goes swimming in Lake St. Clair, I'm not so sure about this for better or worse thing if it includes the mother-in-law, you know?
Sounds like you guys got to have a little discussion here.
Yeah, we do, all right.
Yeah.
Maybe you could pull her aside and tell her.
Oh, I'm not going to tell her.
Well, it'd just
no,
be a lot easier than... Because you don't know her, and it would be a lot easier than if I were to do it.
No, I'm sorry. You have to do it yourself.
It's just...
I'm sorry.
Once you meet this fat, flabby roadkill of a mom, you'll understand my pain.
Well, remember, you're not marrying the mom.
Can you just tell her the wedding's off and
you know,
write her a nice note?
Honestly, I can't tell her that. I just can't. It's something I can't do. It's not in my position to do it. So
yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you going to tell her when she
I'm not going to tell her anything. I'll just help her and if... You know, I can tell her just to maybe think about a dress and not get it right now, but that's all I can do.
Yeah, maybe tell her the cash register's broken or something.
We'll do the best we can do.
I mean, she's nice, but I just, once you tell her that it's off, maybe I can have a talk with her in a week or two and everything will be understood.
Well, I honestly can't tell her that, so I just got to be honest with you. That's not, it's not my in my position to tell her that. So, sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
It's just so hard. I tried to talk to her before she left and her mother wouldn't leave.
Well, do you want me just to tell her that you want to meet her alone maybe?
Yeah.
For lunch or something?
I'm sorry. Yeah, if you could just tell her
maybe
that...
Maybe I'll tell her that. I'll say that you called and you just want to meet
yeah,
her.
Yeah, tell her the wedding's off and we need
well,
to
I mean,
talk.
I'm not going to tell her the wedding's off. You have to tell her that.
I'm sorry. You must think I'm a total idiot.
No, that's okay. So do you want me to have her meet you like at a certain time?
I do, but she's going to bring that fuzzy marshmallow fat mom with her.
Just 1 minute.
Okay.
Can I help you with anything? This is, I'm kind of manager right now for the store.
I'm sorry, kind of manager. I was talking to Denise.
Who is this?
I'm sorry, hang on 1 second. My name's Pete, and I was explaining to her how my fiance's coming down to the store in a little bit with her mom, and I just was asking if everyone could just don't let her buy anything, because I tried to tell her all day, but I want to call off the wedding, and I haven't had a chance.
Well,
And I just don't want her to buy anything because you got to.
What's your phone number? I'll have her call you.
It's 952.
952.
2333.
What is it?
2333.
Okay. Okay. And what's her name?
Her name is Christina.
Okay, I'll have her call you. We can't do anything about this. That's kind of between you two. So
I know, I know. Oh, I just want you to tell her the wedding's off, and then I'll talk to her after that.
Well, I can't do that.
But I don't want her to buy a veil or gloves or anything.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, all I can do is just say that she needs to call you right away, and that's about all.
Because the wedding's off?
I can't say that.
You can't do it for me?
I can't. I'm sorry.
Do it for love?
I know I can't, and I wish I could.
Fine people of this city.
I know.
Who are listening to you on the radio right now because you've just been phone scammed?
No.
Yes, you have.
On what?
This is the Mojo in the Morning Show.
Yeah.
And you've been phone scammed.
Uh-oh. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Denise.
What?
You've been phone scammed.
Denise, what were you thinking when he broke down and started crying?
I thought, okay, what's going on here?
You never have sensitive men crying on the phone about breaking things up?
Never.
When they're crying, it's over the bill, isn't it?
No, it's not that bad. It's pretty low here. No. First, I felt sorry, and I thought, uh-oh. But I thought, this guy has no backbone.